Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. And the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you?" So we can give an answer to those who sent us. "What do you have to say for yourself?" he said. "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" As Isaiah the prophet said, some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered him, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So today, the church, we call it the Joyful Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent. The second reading gives the theme of the Mass today. St. Paul says to the Thessalonians, "Brothers and sisters, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks." This is the guideline that we can have joy. Prayer. Prayer means open the heart to the Lord, listen to His voice, talking to Him, communicating with Him, open your heart to the Holy Spirit. This is prayer. When you have prayer, when you have Jesus in your heart, then you will have an open heart to forgive, to listen to other people. And this is what St. Paul says. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. We give thanks, only thank God to give us life. We thank God to give us the spiritual life, that we know the gospel. We know Jesus himself through the word of God. We know the church. We have the sacraments, so that we can more close to the church, close to God. And then the last, not the least, in all circumstances, give thanks. We give thanks because whatever we have is from the Lord. Our life, amid all the material goods. The last but not least, of course, the spiritual life. We are baptized. We have the graces to fulfill the vocation. This is our joy. Our joy also comes from forgiveness. If we are prayerful, we have Jesus in our heart, it's easier to forget and forgive the people against us. When we have opened our heart with the Lord, we have the true peace. Only then we can live true life. So thank you, Jesus, that you chose us through the baptism. We belong to the church. Through the sacraments, you're more united with us. Thank Jesus, give us the health that we can today, especially open our heart to all people, treat them as we treat Jesus. Because he said, whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. So let us today, with simplicity, to live every present moment, to serve that we serve Jesus, to do all things like Jesus on earth, always according to the will of God the Father.